This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at Boyd's Gun. Hey, look at that. Let's go with that. At Boyd'sGunStocks.com. Hey, well, since we've only been on the air for, you know, things are a little backwards, so we're having to fill in the grooves where we can. So tonight, here we are, first hour, Thursday. Let's lead off with writer and podcaster and shooter and competitor and canoeing dude. That would be Rob Morris. Happy New Year, sir.
Happy New Year to you. I've missed my dose of Bill Frady, and I thought you were going to have me on to play piano there for a minute.
Yeah. You know, we just updated something, and now everything's like, well, okay, we'll just do what we want to do because we're in charge.
Indeed. Yep. How was your holiday? I hope it was good.
It was good. You know, grandkids.
Right.
That always makes for fun.
My kids came into town, so I feel the same way. But then today, this afternoon, just before you called, I noticed that the Florida Commission on the Parkland High School shooting, they'd issued a preliminary report. They issued their final report. It's 458 pages, I think.
Wow.
I'm not that fast, so I'm in the middle of that. Wow.
Can it get any worse than their preliminary report that we talked about?
Well, yes, I think it will, in the sense that they will be more specific.
Okay.
They are being more specific. What's fascinating is since then, the Florida Sun Sentinel, after the preliminary report came out, published two scathing reports. Basically said, look, Florida really failed back then. By the way, Broward is still failing today. You know, yeah. Things like, oh, just here. You and I have seen it, and once you start studying it, you look for it. A local fire department said, hey, we've got this hose. These hoses get burnt. We're going to cut them in two-foot sections. The folding arms that open and close your schoolroom doors,
mm-hmm.
rather than this big steel frame, here, we're just taking a piece of this fire hose, which you cannot cut through easily. We're just going to slide it over those arms, and that holds the door closed. Brilliant. Cost a couple dollars to cut a piece of fire hose.
Yeah.
And you went, wow, okay, that sits in the teacher's door. Even if the guy shoots through the lock, now he's got to shoot apart that closure. Cost pennies. Broward can't get out of their own way. I'm getting a larger and larger impression that Florida politics are very much driven by government unions.
Yeah, I would say so. I wonder if that policy is still in place where we're trying to keep them in school and not out of the penitentiary when they should be in the penitentiary.
Right.
Do we know if that's still in place?
A state law was changed in the last year. Let's expand. This was a program pushed by the Obama Department of Education. They said, look, we're seeing a lot of kids, you know, get a criminal strike while they're in high school. They get pitched out. They never really complete their education. They turn to a life of crime or continue along that path. And they said, what can we do to get them through high school? And what that became was, anything your child does, he will never be expelled, particularly in Broward County. There were essentially political payoffs to look the other way no matter what. Florida changed the law that said you may keep him in school. He may not be prosecuted, but all of his records will go to the police, and he only gets one bite at this apple, meaning right. The second time he gets referred, no, we're prosecuting.
Gotcha. Well, it's...
One of the things, there was a dad, Andrew Pollock, his daughter, Meadow, literally threw herself in front of another student. Meadow was shot 9 times. She died. And he goes, so many mistakes were made, but nothing is happening to the people who made them. We have plenty of laws to stop this. What we don't have is any personal accountability.
Yeah, and a lot of people are capitalizing on it. I mean,
how so?
There's no way David Hall gets into Harvard,
right?
If he doesn't become a limousine leftist, right?
Right. Yep.
So he's in Harvard now, and
this guy Paul. Okay, the Florida School Board in Broward County hired a public relations media specialist. I think it was $70K they paid him. This was because the elections were coming up, and they wanted to retain their seats. After they retained their seats, despite parents going, these guys have been hiding a bunch of terrible things. They've hidden cases of rape on campus.
Right.
Pollock actually left the state. This dad, he said, I can't live here anymore. I can't look my neighbors in the eye and go, what you did got my daughter killed, and then you did nothing about it. I told you what was going on. You didn't want to hear. That's a pretty tough condemnation.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're doing everything except going after the real issue. And that means the tell me what you think about this. Tell me what you think about this one. I think that the leftists like these kind of killings.
Yep.
Because this gives them a reason to pursue gun control.
I think you're 100% correct. And what's fascinating about gun control? It is a brutally painful, self-fulfilling prophecy. We promote government regulations that just failed to get our failed and got our children killed. So the solution looks a lot like the disease.
Right.
Anybody think that's going to work? Or yeah. I don't think they care whether it works. They just want us disarmed. As you know, the way you close your show, it's about control.
Yeah, absolutely. It's about control. Definitely, it is about control. Always about control. And the fun thing is that they've sort of pulled that mask off, and they're going to be they're all out there right now in their whole leftist glory, and I'm going to be watching them with bated breath just in case, because they got a whole bunch of things happening all over the place, so
that was
we need to watch out for.
Indeed, the FBI finally had a community meeting.
Yeah.
Where they admitted that the person who took the call, the screener, said, this might be an issue, but I don't see any laws that were broken. And he referred it to his supervisor, who dumped the file and never listened to the call where somebody said this crazy kid at this school in Parkland, Florida, says he's going to shoot people. Don't you think we should listen? Yeah. And they say, well, he's no longer, we didn't fire the person. They're just no longer a call screener.
There you go. Oh, well, that makes everything
that made
better.
It all
you
better.
Hang on for me.
Yes,
you
sir.
Hang on for me. Everybody needs to go to iTunes and look for Self-Defense Gun Stories and or the Polite Society podcast and or both. And give Mr. Morse and his hombres and ladies a listen. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed.
All right, look at it. It's going to play again now. Man, the machine. The machine resets. Let's upgrade the OS. You'll love it, Bill. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Rob Morse. This is what happens, Rob. This is, you know, when you get out there and you upgrade everything and update or whatever, it's a constant struggle.
Struggle on, Bill. Carry on.
Yeah. So, what would you like to meander to next?
I want to talk about how unaccountable government is. I'm reading through this commission report. I'm just skimming the highlights right now. Two quotes I saw on Facebook just leaped out at me. The government requires you to send your kids to a school.
Right.
That the government then says it has no duty to protect.
Right.
Wow. We just had our kids home. Pretty strong message right after the holidays. The other one I thought was a little lighter. It says, hey, the reason we can go to the zoo over the holidays is because walls work.
That's true. That's very true. Yeah.
But both interesting for Donald Trump and for the fact that we want walls to protect our children to keep people who don't belong in our schools out. On the other hand, you and I study personal self-defense, and we know that all barriers are temporary.
Right.
Yeah, and that's something that's driven home for you over and over. In the military, you said, you know, you may be in a good spot now. It won't last. To me, that was, as I'm reading through this report, and some of the participants in the study commission said this. They said, look, this is serious. There needs to be a sense of urgency. And we're getting a bureaucratic response.
Right.
When you get a quote, when you send your kids in to school in the morning, there's an expectation that they're going to come home alive in the afternoon. And then he goes, well, you know, it could be a money issue, but in most cases it's not.
Right.
It's a bureaucratic issue. Put a piece of tape on the floor so you know that there's a hard corner where people can't see you. Put a piece of paper next to the door so you can cover up the window. So at least the guy's got to shoot the window out, just shred it, before he can even see into the classroom. And you're all, what's that cost? A buck and a half in tape?
No.
Do we need union approval for tape dispensers?
Well, I don't know. We might.
You see, that's what I'm wondering. Now, to their credit, you go, hey, oh, you know, I may have to move my classroom around a little bit. Gotcha. So between now and the next week, get together with some other teachers and take your desk and maybe a filing cabinet out of that safe corner. Let's leave it so that kids can, it's available if we need to hide. Again, the point that was driven home, but I did see one journalist pick up on it. The murderer at this school never entered a classroom.
No, that was one of the things that lent this idea that he had tripped a fire alarm, which he did not.
Right.
He was catching them as they were in the hallway. So
the other thing that doesn't cost anything, and you even commented on it when we talked about it weeks ago.
Sure.
The police were seeing a 20-minute tape delay, and that was just the flick of a switch that literally the people in the school didn't even know that the cops were on delay,
right.
Or so they say. Yeah. The other thing, though, when I was in Colorado after this murder took place, really a massacre, they had already decided that they would let fire alarms go through to the fire department and the police, but they would not let the bell ring in the building without a confirming set of eyeballs to say that, hey, there really is fire. Look, I at least need to see smoke. That would have saved a great... That's where most lives were lost. was when the children ran into the hallway. Several floors were locked down, and the murderer was unsuccessful at getting to children. Unfortunately, those were in the areas where teachers heard the gunshots. He went up another floor where, isn't that interesting? You just climb a staircase, go up a couple feet. The teachers never heard the gunshots. The fire alarm went off because of the dust. It was interpreted as smoke by the firearm sensors. The dust and the acoustic tiling that came loose because there was a gunshot in the hallway. And then those children were flooded in the hallway. They were, unfortunately, easily killed.
Right.
Wow. It's not complex, but it's not simple either. What was the classic comment about firearms instruction? Nothing we do is complex, but none of it is easy.
Yeah. And, part of it comes down to just being willing to do it, you know, just being willing to go and undertake the tasking of learning it, because
right.
most people that start doing that do it for the rest of their life as long as they're able to do it.
Right.
So I've never met anybody just went to one class. Once they start going, it becomes a thing.
Now, you know what's interesting? You see yourself as a defender and hold yourself to those standards.
Right.
The first responders that I saw in school do the same. They can. Most police departments will say, "Hey, you want to train once a month with us?" Life happens, so sometimes instead of going to the range, they'll go, "Let's just do a walkthrough through the school." They take it seriously. They go, "Hey, you know, it's been a while. We need to brush up." You can't, well, it's clear you can't pay to get that sort of dedication, because we look at the 7 Broward County law enforcement officers who stood around and did not enter the school. Tell me again why we need paid law enforcement rather than armed teachers.
Well, I don't know. You know, one of the things that came out is they once again affirmed, because they sued the Broward cops, and
right.
the judge said, well, you know, the Supreme Court said that the cops have no duty to protect you.
Yeah.
So we're coming up on the break. We're coming up on the break. When we get back, we'll pour over this some more as Mr. Morris celebrates the beginning of the year with me here for the first time on the 4th, I guess, the 3rd, whatever it is. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump reacts to 2 bills that failed to pass in the Senate.
We have to have border security. We have to have a wall in order to have border security. You cannot have border security without a wall. I mean, we can play games and we can talk about technology. We can talk about drones flying around.
The first bill that failed would have offered temporary protection for Dreamers and nearly $6 billion in border wall funding. West Virginia Republican Shelley Moore Capito supported that proposal.
This proposal does 2 things that we should all want. It reopens the government, and it helps to secure our southern borders.
Florida police say the five people that were killed in a Sebring bank shooting were all women. Police have still yet to figure out a motive, but have ruled out robbery, and the man who confessed to the crime was charged today and is being held without bond. Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow fell 22 points to close at 24,553. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to podcaster and writer Rob Morse. That time I remembered to hit the button, Rob. Hit the button.
You know, this is a pretty depressing subject. I just want to bring up one more comment. Sure. And I wrote something I called the good news for firearms owners of 2018. Did you see that?
I did.
I didn't read it.
I was saving it. I haven't read it. Go ahead and talk about it because I want to hear about it.
Well, okay. One last thing.
Sure.
On the school shootings. The reason this report is going to require careful review is with one voice, the sheriff, Bob Gutierrez, that was the chairman of it, said, look, we've got to take this seriously. Sitting there and hiding behind an ideology that says we shouldn't have guns in schools is getting us killed. Yes, we should defend our schools, our teachers, our staff. We should arm teachers. We're supporting the, quote, school guardian program. Then you dig into the school guardian program and find out that classroom teachers are expressly prohibited from being part of it. Maybe as I dig through this 500-page adventure, they will propose that that be revised so that every teacher is eligible. In the next breath, one of the school board members from Broward County, where Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School was located,
right,
said, oh, no, when I talk to people, most people don't want armed teachers. They want law enforcement. How did that work out? So there's this appeal to a fantasy ideology in the face of evident failure of what they were doing. So I think they're really playing politics. It's going to take a careful read.
Well, who says that they don't want armed teachers, that they want law enforcement? Who's saying that? Which non-learning animal?
Yeah, exactly. Interestingly, yeah, that we tell to go teach our kids. Interestingly enough, there was a Pew Research poll that came out that said, although the desire for armed school staff slightly dropped since last Valentine's Day when the shooting occurred, we still want it. Now, it didn't make a clear distinction between armed law enforcement and armed teachers.
Right.
But we said, look, we want our schools defended with guns. The trainers that I saw in Colorado said, you can't just leave a guy there to retire in place. In fact, he needs to be part of a training group. Some police departments have now put them under like special operations, like SWAT guys, because their attitude is, look, you're not here to hand out parking tickets. If we ever need you, it's going to be loud and in your face.
Right.
Maybe you'll break up a fight once in a while, but for the most part, teachers can take care of that.
You know, I don't have an issue with armed resource officers. As a matter of fact, some think tank out of Toledo, I think, Ohio, did this study. They call themselves the Department of Homeland Studies or something like.
Oh, interesting.
Some Homeland Studies, Homeland Security Studies. I don't remember what it was called. And they found that the most effective means to protect a school, protect the people inside the school, would be a combination of armed teachers and resource officers in place.
Right.
Armed teachers to, you know, be the initial barrier.
Right.
And the resource officers that can come in there and actually, you know, looking at it, I guess with the cops, they have to run to the danger, but the armed teachers will stand up too.
Right.
So, because of their morals and everything, the ones that would volunteer for this. So,
it's very personal for them. Yeah.
Yes. I think resource officers are good, but I don't think they can do it alone. I think they are an augmentation to armed teachers and not the other way around. Because what do they have? One or two per school?
Maybe. Part-time. Yeah. Exactly.
Dude's not
I agree
Superman.
With you 100%.
He's not Superman unless he's a parkour runner. You know, if he's 22 years old and he can run around and do flips and all this other stuff and land in the middle of the fight while it's going on, he's going to get there after it has occurred.
Right.
Whereas a teacher would be there Johnny on the spot. So I don't know. We'll see what we get out of that. But the whole thing about this that I don't hear anybody ever address as to why we haven't done this. They want to get out there and say, well, this hasn't happened because we haven't been able to ban the AR-15. Right? They'll say, well, this hasn't happened because we haven't been able to ban the AR-15. But since Columbine, we should not have had another school shooting.
Right.
There should have been no Virginia Tech. There should have been, I mean, I'm sure you've read the story of the Virginia Tech shooter.
I'm reading the report now.
Yeah. And they knew that he was an issue too. This guy never talked to anybody.
Nope.
As a child.
Probably autistic. Yes.
He had what they referred to as, he could talk. He just didn't want to talk.
Right. Yep.
And the only time he talked was when he was making his videos.
and he was an angry man.
Yes, he was. And he wasn't somebody that came from a socioeconomically, poor family or anything like that. He came from a good family. He was Korean, I believe it is. And
yes. Yep. South Korea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, we shouldn't have had another one since Columbine. And the fact that we continue to have these things happen tells me that they're not interested in stopping them.
I think you're right. You know, you alluded to that. Now, here's something to put in your bonnet. They did a series of very detailed medical examinations of mass murders. People who were shot with a pistol had a higher fatality rate than if they were shot with a rifle. The rifle shooters engaged at a longer distance. The pistol shooters got up close and personal and then put multiple rounds on target.
Right.
I in my head think the reverse. The data says we're wrong. Wow.
Eh.
So we're going to outlaw the gun that isn't really the problem. Who knew?
Well, we're not going to outlaw it because
there you go.
That's not the issue. The issue is that there is, you know, they could do it psychologically if they wanted to. I read that in Arkansas, a Christian school went the army, the teacher's route, and the head of the Christian school, which was he was a reverend or a pastor or something, he made sure that they had plenty of signage all over the place saying, our teachers are armed and will employ lethal force if you try to come into the school to harm anyone. And that signage would be enough to dissuade most people if everybody could keep a secret. But do you know what? Let's just hang on a minute. We're coming into the next break. He is at amalan.com as our featured writer. He is at clashdaily.com as a featured writer. And he has Slowfax WordPress blog, which is where everything gets its premiere. And that's where you can find the written word of Rob Morse. He offers it to you for free. All he wants is a like. Maybe share. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it, because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app, and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour, so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Hurry in and save on tax software. Save today at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires January 26, 2019.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Would you like to tell us some good news now that
we've...
Give me some good news.
Yeah, if you over-celebrated, here, you may have forgotten about this. Did you notice the state, both House and Senate, improved Ohio's gun laws when they overrode Governor John Kasich's veto? The new laws reinforced state preemption, and it also shifted the burden of proof in self-defense cases to the prosecutor. Ohio was unique, and it is no longer. We are again innocent until proven guilty in cases of self-defense in Ohio. That's pretty darn good.
Yes, it is pretty darn good. The reason I hadn't brought it up is every time that happens and I think about John Kasich's face, I wish I'd had a GoPro mounted somewhere in his office when he heard this veto had occurred.
Right.
Because you'd still hear. Just thinking about it makes me gut laugh. So I can't be articulate on that one. Just can't control myself. So, that was some pretty good news. I love it when a Second Amendment guy like Kasich gets out there, gets to get slapped around like somebody owes him money. I like that.
Now, here's one esoteric. Some epidemiologists, the Annals of Epidemiology is where it came out.
Right.
They looked at it and they said mandatory background checks and firearms purchase prohibitions for minor crimes don't reduce either homicide or suicide.
Yeah.
Basically, gun control is a placebo.
Yes.
Take the sugar pill.
More importantly, now, I don't know if you saw this, but the FBI just released this report about 2017. And in 2018, I'm not sure, but 7 million illegal immigrants tried to buy guns in the United States. 5 million adjudicated mental health issues tried to buy guns.
Wow.
And We have not heard about the explosion of all of the Form 4473 falsifiers being imprisoned. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't that a federal offense to falsify the 4473?
And they're almost never prosecuted. Virtually never. Shame on us.
That report and the fact that we're not arresting anybody, background checks are like this whole, background checks are another glaring example.
Right.
Of what that report that you're citing points out. Gun control doesn't work. And where we do have gun control where they could actually do something with it, they don't.
Right. Well, now, let's make a distinction.
Sure.
Legal immigrants who are not citizens, they can get a firearm in the United States.
Yes.
Now, some states needed to be reminded of it, and the Second Amendment Foundation has consistently brought those suits and won. Good for them. The illegal alien there's no real ID for him. So you go, sure, give me your license. Wait a minute. What the heck?
In California, they can get a driver's license.
Right. I don't think that works for a federal background check, though.
It wouldn't. It wouldn't, because they have to falsify the 4473 in order to fill it out. If they don't get, if they're not honest, they have to falsify it. But we know that they issue those things, and because they have motor voter in California as well. So, everybody's like, well, Hillary won California. Yeah, I wonder why. But, but... Give me some more good news.
Okay. Yeah. My pleasure. Hey, you remember Operation Choke Point, right?
I do.
Where you're you might just be a small hardware store and you sell some ammunition in the back, and now your bank and credit card processors say, we're not going to do business with you anymore. Whoa. Well, Gearfire Payments joined an existing firm called McMillan Merchant Solutions. Both firms process credit card transactions for gun stores. We have alternatives. So when your local gun store gets hassled, you know right where to send them. Also, they added up the numbers at the end of the year. Concealed carry permits in Washington, D.C. increased 14-fold in the first full year of shall issue.
Wow.
You think some people wanted a permit? Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, I think it's in Kansas, in some town in Kansas, their homicides went up by a total of 5, but the 5 were justified homicides. They were self-defense homicides.
How cool is that?
It's indicative of the fact that in these homicides, when these guys were having to engage a bad guy, they didn't shoot the wrong person.
That's right.
Which only happens 2% of the time when it's a civilian versus 12% of the time when it's a cop.
Right.
So.
We are, you know what? I guess we were listening to our instructor.
Yeah, well, that counts because we get, when you go to one of these classes that Rob and I go to, they have, there's a warning phase where they're telling us that we'd better be sure of this and better be sure of that, and we better be sure of the other stuff. And once they've got that out of the way, and they drum this, they beat this drum, for quite a while.
Do they ever?
They beat the drum, they talk about the legal ramifications and what you're going to go through, and they paint the most bleak picture. And then they take you out to the range, and they teach you to shoot the GUI.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Which the GUI is the eyes, nose, region. There's not a whole lot of stuff in a straight line from front to back that will stop anything going through that to the brain matter. So when we get to the self-defense portion of this, especially tactical response, he's only lost one student that's been in a gunfight. And that student was not really in a gunfight because that student did not take a gun to it.
He forfeited the match.
And he's still mad at him about that one. So everybody else has listened. And paid attention. And if you or I get involved in one of those things now, but all we have to do is call a tactical response, and we'll have expert witnesses coming out the wazoo.
Yes, hopefully we won't need them if we conduct ourselves properly.
Yeah.
Well, hey, let me again, if you forgot, Do the names Kavanaugh and Gorsuch ring a bell, along with 85 other judges that were appointed last year?
Yeah, that's good news. That's really good news.
We forget.
I noticed that nobody's talking about poor Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I don't wish her any ill will, but she needs to quit and take care of her health.
Yep.
That should be the first reason for her to quit, would be to take care of her health. I'm sure that her buddy Scalia would have advised her to do that.
Yeah.
So because they were pretty tight, those two. So, that might be the next. That'll be the next Supreme Court justice out there.
Won't the press go crazy over that?
Yeah, but they're not. They can go crazy over it if they want to. But now there's more votes in the Senate.
Right.
And we don't have to play this shell game and jockey back and forth and play Mother May I and all this other stuff. It's going to be a little more clear cut and clean the next time around. And faster, too. It's going to be faster. Although you got to remember, most of the Democratic side of the Senate wants to run for president. And
I don't know
if Kamala Harris will still be on the Judiciary Committee because she was the junior member and they had to kick one out. And I think it was her because of seniority.
Yep.
But
yep,
we'll see all of them step up.
We're going to get so tired of hearing Cory Booker. Oh, Lord.
Just call him Spartacus.
That's right. Not Smarticus.
I am Bucharest.
Hey, some other good news.
Well, we got 45 seconds. Go.
That there was a constitutional carry. It became the law of the land in Arkansas.
Yes,
last year.
I did see it. It's coming up in Oklahoma, right?
Is it Oklahoma? What?
Yeah, I think it's
Arkansas.
Coming up in one of the Dakotas. It's coming up one of the Dakotas. That's right.
Excellent.
It's just getting better and better. Everybody out there, you need to go to Slow Facts WordPress blog or Clash Daily or Ammo Land or go get it on iTunes at Self Defense Gun Stories or Polite Society. That's where he does his work. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure, Bill.
All right. Hour number two is inbound. When we get back, we're going to talk to Jay Jacobson, the CEO of Franklin Armory, about this beautiful PDW C11 that I've got sitting beside me right here and something new for you. This is Lock and Load.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.